Welcome to Talks from the Bible. I wish to read two passages of Scripture. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The Bible and the study of the Bible is profitable to us. God wants us to study so that we might present ourselves approved of Him. We are to be a workman, and we must know the work that He would have us to perform. That work has been revealed in the pages of the Bible. When we study the Bible, we come to know the will of God. We know the work that God wants us to perform, and we know how that work is to be performed. The Bible is the word of truth. The Bible is a book that has come from God, has been inspired by God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. This means that the Bible is the word of God. Having come from God, we need therefore to read and to study this wonderful book. The Scripture is profitable for us. The Scripture will benefit us, help us. In the Word of God, we have doctrine. We have reproof. We have correction. We have instruction in righteousness. In the Bible, and the study of the Bible, and the knowledge of the Bible, the man of God will be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I need, therefore, to read and to study the Word of God. The Bible is a wonderful book. The Bible contains the very mind of God. God tells us what He thinks. God informs us what He wants us to know. The Bible tells us how to live, how to be acceptable unto God. If we live according to the Bible and the truth that is presented in the pages of the Bible, we can live a life that is acceptable unto God. We will be a good person, a better person, and we can live eternally with God. Reading the Bible will draw me closer to God. James 4, verse 8, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. God wants every person to draw near unto Him. In the Old Testament, we read of a man called Enoch. The Bible says concerning him that he walked with God. One chapter later, Genesis chapter 6, we read of a man by the name of Noah. The Bible says that Noah walked with God. These two individuals, as others within the pages of the Bible that are presented to us, drew near to God. They walked with God. God was their companion. They sought to know God, to learn from God, and to be acceptable with God. When we read the Bible, we draw near to God. We draw near to the heart of God. We have revealed unto us the thinking of God, the knowledge of God. God is presented to us in the pages of the Bible. We can draw near unto God and become more godly when we read and study the Bible. The study of the Bible will improve my character. The Bible will make me a better person. 2 Peter 3, verse 18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Peter has written two epistles. The first epistle contains 5 chapters. The second epistle contains 8 chapters. And as Peter closes these two letters, he says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are to grow. Our character is to be developed. We are to become better and better through our study of the Bible. We are to improve the conduct of our life, and the thought of our heart. We are to grow in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. This I believe to be the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. We read in the Gospels about Jesus Christ. We are told the kind of person he was, the good life that he lived. Jesus came to serve and to help others. He will be a benefit to my life and your life. If we will but grow in His grace and in His knowledge, we need to know Him so that we can become like Him. The Bible tells us what kind of person Jesus was. The Bible tells us about the character of the Lord Jesus Christ and the good deeds that He did and the love that He had for humanity. We can grow into that kind of life, that manner of life, if we will but grow in His knowledge. Let us read and study the Bible so that we might improve our character, so that we might be better people. Read from the Bible every day. Think about what you read from the Bible. Learn from what you read in the Bible so that you can be a better person. Our society needs better people. We need people who care about others, who are willing to help others, who are a benefit to our society. The Bible tells us how to live that kind of life. The study of the Bible will improve my faith. I will grow in faith by studying the Bible. Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. How can I believe in the God of whom I know nothing? I see the power of God in the world about me. When I look at the mountains and the trees, when I listen to the birds sing and the wind blow, I can see the power of God. When I think about my own existence and how my body functions, I learn about the power of God. But in the Bible, I see the character of God. I come to know God, who God is, how God feels, what God thinks, how God cares about me, and what He wants me to become, and what He has in store for my future. That increases my faith. I come to believe more and more in God as I read and study the Bible. God wants us to believe in Him. He wants us to believe the truth that He is the God, the Creator of the universe, that all things are His, and unto Him all glory belongs. In the Bible, I can come to know faith in God, and I can watch that faith grow. Faith will help me endure the ills of life. Faith will help me to bear the burdens of life. Faith will help me to live life with a better attitude and with greater confidence and a fuller expectation. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Read the Bible. Study the Bible. Meditate upon the Bible. Think about what the Bible says. And you will come to have a faith in God that will empower you, that will help you and strengthen you and make you a victorious person. Our faith will give us a better outlook, a better perspective of the world in which we live, and will help us deal with the adversities of life and with the failures of life and with the discomforts of life, for those come to every individual. Reading the Bible will improve my understanding. I need to understand who God is. I need to understand what God wants me to be. Ephesians 5:17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. The Lord has a will for the life of all humanity. The Lord has delivered His will to us in the pages of the Bible. You recall that Jesus said in John 6:38, I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of Him that sent me. God wants us to do His will, not our will. God wants us to listen to Him and do what He says. Unfortunately, many, many people pay no heed to what God says. They never obey any of God's commandments. The world is in the condition that it is in today because of a failure to listen and to understand the commandments of God. We're not to be unwise, but we're to understand the will of the Lord. And the Bible requires study. There are difficult truths that are taught in the Bible. Some verses of Scripture require far more study and far more thought than other Scriptures. But all of the Bible together is to be understood. We're not to be ignorant of what the Bible teaches, but rather we're to have a knowledge of the Word of God. And the study of the Bible will help my understanding. It will help my understanding of God. It will help my understanding of His purpose for humanity. It will help my understanding of how I should live and what I must do so that I will be acceptable unto Him. The Bible will help me to have confidence in God and in His will for my life. The Bible will improve my reverence for God. God is to be revered. God is so majestic. I think often about the power of God. I behold the universe in which I live. I look at the stars that glitter in the heavens. I look at the rising of the sun. I sometimes watch the moon. I look at the rivers and the trees. And I think of the power of God and how precise and how exact everything is. The universe is so marvelous. God is the Creator, and He is to be revered. God is not to be belittled. We need to be very careful of how we use the name of God. The Word of God, or the name of God, is simply tossed about so loosely and sometimes so profanely. But God is to be revered. Man is to fear God, to honor God, and to please God. Hebrews 12:28, "Wherefore we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear." How do I serve God? With reverence and godly fear. I am to know who God is, how powerful God is, how glorious God is. And I am to fear God when I understand that God can be angry and God can be wrathful. A study of the Bible will improve my reverence for God. A study of the Bible will increase my knowledge of the Word of God. I am to know what the Bible teaches. If I am going to please God in my daily walk of life, if I am going to please God in my worship of Him, then I must know how to do that. I must know how to live and how to walk, how to worship the God of heaven. The Bible gives me that knowledge. Colossians 1:9-10, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." The desire of God is that we would be filled with the knowledge of His will, so that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. We are to please God in this life rather than ourselves. Our future, when this life is over, is entirely dependent upon whether or not we have pleased God. We must have an understanding, a knowledge of the will of God so that we would be fruitful in every good work. God wants us to know the work that we are to perform and the manner in which it is performed. We are to increase in the knowledge of God. The Bible is the most wonderful book in all of the world. It is the most enduring book in all of the world. It is the most enlightening book in all of the world. I urge you to be a reader of the Bible, to be a student of the Bible, and to live according to the teaching of the Bible. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.